Hey everybody, it's Britt, lead pastor at Sunridge. Welcome back to our teaching podcast. You know, we are on a mission here at Sunridge to help people find and follow Jesus. We believe in the good news that Jesus welcomes all, regardless of how far you feel from God. That means we're a great starting point to explore Christianity or to sink your spiritual roots deep as a devoted Jesus follower. If you'd like to know more about us, just check out our website at sunridgechurch.org. And of course, we'd love to have you drop in anytime for a visit to learn and worship along with us. And now, here's our teaching for this week. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Those are some of the last words that Jesus spoke before he gave up his spirit. Forsaken, it means to be abandoned or deserted. We're familiar with that. Divorce, death, living as a widow or a widower, being relocated sometimes, a chronic illness, a breakup, injustice without recourse, living as a refugee, or as a kid stuck in a futureless situation. Things we face can be tough, but facing it alone puts it at a whole other level. Of all the emotions we experience, forsaken may be one of the worst. There's also the question, and the question is why? Why and forsaken seem to make a good pair? They go together. Why have you forsaken me? Why have you left me? Why is no one acting on my behalf? Why did God allow us to happen? That the Son of God experienced that feeling of being forsaken is remarkable. It would have been a totally new experience for the Trinitarian God, because they were utterly one. Everything looked so different on Palm Sunday. The crowds cheered. Monday and Tuesday were very different from Friday as well. Jesus took charge. He cleared the temples. He confounded his adversaries. And even the events of Wednesday and Thursday had their share of good times and warm feelings. Jesus and his friends share a Passover meal together. But everything changed on Friday. Good Friday is a problem. It was a bad day in every way until you see it as God saw it. Good Friday is only as good as our understanding of God's redemptive plan. Jesus bore the pain of the cross and the curse of sin on that cross. That gives us some insight into the destructiveness of sin. It also gives us insight into the humanness of our Savior. Writer of Hebrews says that, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. If he were not fully human, then he would have been taking it like a god, but he took it as a man. So why? And why Jesus? That couldn't be his actual question, because he knew very well why. It was necessary in the Hebrew tradition, sacrificial system, there must be an atoning. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. If there was any other way, he would have taken it. He prayed, Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. People talk about God's justice, his righteousness, his love, and all that converges on the cross. The cross is the why. And then the question of forsaken, was Jesus truly forsaken by the Father? The scene calls to mind Psalm 22, which was a psalm that every Hebrew would know by heart. And Jesus may have quoted that for their benefit. First verse says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from the words of my groaning? So whether God literally turned his back on his son, I'll leave to people smarter than I. But one thing we can agree on for sure, that Jesus felt forsaken, fully human, and he gave his life, and he felt it, all of it. I'm not sure I totally understand it, but I can accept it. I believe Jesus was forsaken so that we would never have to be. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. And surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You know, in an ironic way, the disciples too felt forsaken. So do we, oftentimes. Why didn't you stop, Jesus? Why didn't you just slow your roll? Things could have been so different. But God says no. No, they couldn't. Good Friday only makes sense when you see it this way. Jesus wasn't confused about the why. He was the why. On that cross, God's justice, his love, and our sin all collided. And in that moment, Jesus entered into the full weight of being forsaken. Not as an accident, not as a tragedy, but as a rescue. He was forsaken so we would never be. And that's why this day, as dark as it is called good.
Hey everybody, it's Britt again. Thanks for listening. If you need something, if you have a question, or you'd just like us to pray for you, you can reach us through email, info@sunridgechurch.org. We hope you'll listen in again next week, but in the meantime, keep helping people find and follow Jesus.